Hurricane Lowell's fury and the real test of the AI jobs narrative. Hurricane Lowell struck Kauai with 30-foot surf and significant flooding, waves measuring from trough to crest at a height roughly equivalent to a three-story building, forcing evacuations and closures across the island's north shore. Pacific hurricane seasons typically curve systems away from Hawaii, but when one makes landfall, the topography creates extreme localized effects. Kauai's valleys channel rainfall into flash floods with very little warning, and the island's Naupali coast is particularly exposed to north and northwest swell. Hawaii has invested in early warning systems since the 2018 Kilauea eruption drew attention to emergency management infrastructure. But Lowell poses a different kind of threat, storm surge and surf rather than volcanic hazard. The confident claim circulating in today's economic news, that AI automation is destroying finance and insurance jobs at an accelerating and irreversible rate, deserves pressure testing. The finance sector shed 99,000 jobs in 2026, and AI is being treated as near-consensus cause by economists, labor researchers, and market analysts. But correlation is not causation. Interest rates shifted in 2026. Merger and acquisition activity fluctuated. Several large insurance carriers restructured. Regulatory changes reshaped mortgage origination volumes. After 2008, the finance sector shed enormous numbers of jobs and most analysts called it permanent structural change, and the sector did recover employment levels over the following decade, though with a different composition of roles. That historical record contains at least one major false positive on the structural, irreversible call. The strongest counterargument would hold that AI is a productivity tool rather than a job eliminator, and that firms are running leaner during an adjustment period while they figure out how to deploy AI effectively. With new financial products and regulatory compliance requirements eventually generating employment rebounds in different roles. That argument has partial force but runs against one key distinction. The roles currently being lost in finance, document processing, loan underwriting, claims assessment, fraud detection, are functions AI replaces entirely rather than merely assisting. The new roles AI might create in finance tend to require model governance, AI system auditing, and complex exception handling, different skills that displaced workers do not automatically possess. The indicator that would reveal whether the consensus is wrong is visible in quarterly earnings reports from major banks and insurance carriers. If revenue per employee rises sharply even as headcount falls, AI is the productivity driver. If revenue per employee stays flat or declines alongside employment, the story is more complicated and may be cyclical rather than structural. If a new category of finance employment, AI auditors, model risk officers, compliance technologists, grows to replace what is lost, the outcome may be structural but not net negative. The August jobs data is forcing these questions back onto the policy table, where retraining programs, wage support mechanisms, and regulatory guardrails on automation speed remain live debates without settled answers.